Chapter 4. Escape, or something. They sat in the cell for 7 days and 9 nights, over which Calcieris, the cow, and Bob the Builder talked about many interesting things. A colon may be pure milk fat, but never too unhealthy for consumption in the eyes of the Lord. Butter must not be too sweet, or the Lord will get fat. These and many other fascinating discussions about dairy products took place during this time. It was apparent that times had changed since back in the day. Calcieris milked the cow by suckling on its teat. The cow mooed, and all was bad in the cell. In the dark, damp cell, time was lost. They listened to the darkness, lactated the cow, and made pastries. They tried to break out using the pastries, but could never get past the bars. But one day, if it was indeed a day, Bob the Builder realized, "There is no spoon." He then used matrix powers to bend the bar and escaped. The cow and Calcieris sat alone again and tried to figure a way out. The darkness caved back in on them, and they soon saw Bob the Builder's leaving them as a thing of the past. Many weeks, days, and hot fudge Sundays passed before they had formulated a good way out. "The ion-driven water fountain is gone," said Calcieris as he sucked at the cow's teat. At that point, a fat man sporting the name tag Billy approached the cell, realizing that they were no longer in need of imprisonment. Billy unlocked the door with a click. "You are free to go, moi," he said, as Calcieris rejoiced. "But you guys are famous. I saw you on the TV. Can I have your autographs?" The two companions began to sign the autographs when suddenly Nahola Petamon crawled out of the darkness. "I am aptly named Nahola Petamon," he screamed. Sword fighting ensued. "Stop," Calcieris yelled at Nahola Petamon as he parried another sword attack. "We don't dislike you anymore. It was our fault for chewing the green leaf so quickly. We just enjoyed it so." Nahola Petamon abruptly drew back his sword. "You no hate me anymore?" he questioned. "No, the happy-making drugs are evil, and that is why the good land threw them away. We should have realized this and never chewed them." Nahola Petamon sat down in the corner of the cell and thought for a while. After many minutes, he posed the question, "So what do you believe in?" To which the cow replied, "Moo, you want to come with us?" They decided on yes, and the trio set off into the sunset. After setting off into the sunset, they were obviously quite hot, and decided to stop at Reed's Dairy for milkshakes. They all ordered Lord Cullinall's chocolate surprise, milking the next joke for all it is worth. The cow bought some sweet butter, and they continued off into the fiery orange sunset, and all was most obviously good.